Chapter 3, Two Arguments. Leave Draco alone! Harry jumped, grabbing for his wand. He thought he was alone in the corridor, heading downstairs towards the statue that housed his precious potions lab. But here was one of Draco's minions, looming. Harry swallowed and lifted his chin. He would not have a Dudley flashback. He wouldn't! I never talked to Draco, Harry said. I mean, Malfoy. Goyle seemed to process this. It took a long time. Leave Draco alone, he repeated. I'll leave Draco alone, Harry said. If he leaves me alone, and helps me with potions. If he was being honest. No. No what? He's not going to help you with potions. Why not? Another long, processing silence. Goyle took a couple steps forward and loomed down at him. Harry glared up at him. He was a wizard now. Wizards weren't bullied. They dueled. Draco's too busy to help you, Goyle said eventually. And important. We're 11! Harry was really beginning to hate the long silences Goyle needed in between his thoughts. If you bother Draco, you'll be sorry. Harry stared in puzzlement at Goyle's back as he swept away down the stairs, trying to look pretentious and menacing. It really didn't work. Draco's friends, he thought to himself, were really weird. What did it say about Harry that Draco had wanted to be friends with him? Nothing good, probably. Professor Snape wouldn't try to steal anything. He's a teacher, argued Hermione, keeping her voice down because of the sacred library rules. Ron's rambling argument and reply boiled down to, Greasy Gits obviously up to something. But look, even if he was up to something, Harry said weakly, because he agreed that Professor Snape was pretty obviously evil. Maybe Headmaster Dumbledore knows about it and, indulges it? Like Hagrid. Hagrid does stuff that's pretty, The other kids sitting around the table nodded. Hagrid did do things that were, But Professor Snape is a wizard at potions, so maybe it's just one of those things you put up with when you're headmaster. The way Professor Binns is a ghost. I mean, being evil doesn't mean you can't be a good teacher, right? But he's an awful teacher, pointed out Ron. Really, really awful. Neville just looked miserable and glanced over his shoulder out of justified paranoia that speaking Professor Snape's name would summon him. It happened more often than you would think. I think, Hermione said slowly, that there's a difference between doing evil and being evil. Even if Professor Snape is evil, which I don't think is true, someone needs to stop him from doing evil. Oh, you're all ridiculous. I mean, even if he were made of pure darkness, he still wouldn't be allowed to steal things. That's ethics. Hermione, Ron said admiringly. Harry had to agree. Hermione was pretty brilliant sometimes. What could we even do, though? Neville asked. The conversation turned towards what they could do, then, and Harry made a mental note to come back to the idea of evil. Maybe you could distill evil somehow? In a potion? He'd ask Professor Snape after they thwarted his dire plot.